This is the Best Of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're in Philippians chapter 3 today, picking it up in verse 10 and going on in verse 11. I want to jump ahead before we read this and make a note that at the last part of verse 11, it literally reads, "If somehow I may obtain to the resurrection of the dead." Just as Christ was exalted after his resurrection, so will we one day share Christ's glory. Paul, he knew that he might die soon, but he had the faith that he'd be raised to life again. We're in verse 10 of chapter 3 of Philippians, and let's read it. Verse 10, "Now I have given up everything else. I have found it to be the only way back to really know Christ and to experience the mighty power that brought him back to life again, and to find out what it means to suffer and to die with him. So whatever it takes, I will be the one who lives in the fresh newness of the life of those who are alive from the dead, that I may know him." This word "know" in its original language, it's the word gnosko. Now, some of you're familiar with this word. Gnosko speaks of, well, how shall I put it? A personal knowledge, a knowledge that comes through interacting, a knowledge that comes through experiencing Christ in just this kind of tangible fashion as Paul is expressing here in this passage. This is not some sort of intellectual knowledge. It's not a discerning knowledge, but rather an experiential knowledge. Adam, we are told, knew, quote unquote, his wife in the same way. The language is the same, Genesis 4:1. It speaks of really the most intimate and personal connections between two individuals. That language is the same that Paul's using here in the book of Philippians. How does this take place? Well, for starters, we are the body of Christ. So therefore, you cannot experience Christ unless you experience and embrace the body life. You cannot gnosko him without participating physically with his living earthly body. Now, many people will say, well, you know, I'm into God, I'm into Jesus, but I don't really belong to a church. And I tell them, no, you're not, because the church is the bride of Christ. This is the intimate interaction that we have, the bridge, if you will, to interacting with our Redeemer. You see, Paul, he was passionate to know Christ. Many of us would claim to have and to know and to do the same. But for what reason? Paul had already stated that this treasure is provided to us. But one must pause and say, well, then what is our part? I mean, do we even have one? Well, Paul certainly thought so. You know, we can tend to think that since we do nothing to receive this treasure of salvation, because it is all a gift of God's free grace and we simply have it by faith in Christ alone, we can think then that we therefore have no part to play in this. And because of this, we are often tempted, therefore, to live in such a way that means or leads us to reflect a lifestyle of not only laziness and passivity, but really one that reflects a life that says we don't care. That's not what Paul wants, certainly not what Christ wants. Paul said that what this does for him is to lead him to a life of passionately pursuing the prize. And Paul, well, he was consumed with getting the prize. He had already been found, by the treasure. He'd already been saved by grace, but now he wanted to experience the fullness of that treasure. And that involved an interaction, a unity, a gnosko. And thus he pursued it, and he pursued it passionately. So what does this say? It says that I may know him, power of his resurrection, that I may share in his suffering and become like him in his death. And then he goes on to say, if by any means possible, that he might obtain the resurrection from the dead. He's no longer trying to earn the treasure, because he's come to realize that that treasure had already been given to him by Jesus Christ.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.